At precisely the same moment that abstraction took hold in the visual arts, a shift also occurred within dance. German dancer and choreographer Mary Wigman created a new approach to performance that did away with the specialized training and the technical and artistic conventions of traditional ballet. Curator Leah Dickerman.
What she created as a choreographer was no longer a storytelling form. The central subject became movement itself. And it was no longer coordinated with orchestral music. Instead, she generally went without music or used the beats of a drum to help establish a rhythm. She investigates systematically what the human body can do. How can it glide? What kind of axial movement is possible? What does a jump look like? It's no longer focused on virtuoso movements that only a highly trained dancer might do, but on very ordinary movements that are orchestrated into a rhythmic procession. Mary Wigman stressed the idea that anyone can dance.
As a teacher, Wigman faced the problem of how to transmit information about the dances she created so that they could be performed by future generations.
She was preoccupied with a new form of writing that would describe movement but wouldn't be based on words, but would rather, in an abstract way, be able to capture the movements.
Displayed on the wall behind you are the earliest forms of the notations created by Wigman and her teacher and collaborator, Rudolf von Laban.